Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an urban echo fill breakdown in Ableton Live 12, designed for that sunrise set emotion, but still locked firmly into old-school jungle and DNB energy. So the vibe here is not, let's just throw a bunch of delay on it and hope it feels emotional. No, we're making a proper arranged moment in the tune, a moment where the groove opens up, the bass line answers back, the drums get a little more human, and the transition into the next section feels earned. This kind of breakdown usually lives at the end of an 8-bar, 16-bar, or 32-bar phrase. That matters, because in drum and bass, phrase structure is everything. If the listener can feel where the energy is heading, then the fill lands harder. If the arrangement is random, the breakdown just feels like a stoppage. We don't want a stoppage. We want controlled contrast. So first, think in terms of the phrase, not the effect. Start with an 8-bar loop. Then zoom into the last 2 bars, because that's where the fill breakdown will happen. That gives you a clean structure to work against. For the bass line, keep it simple at first. Use a rolling pattern with 1/8 notes for motion, maybe a few 1/16 pickups near the end, and 1 or 2 slightly longer notes for contrast. That contrast is important. If everything is fast and busy, the fill has nowhere to breathe. For a sunrise jungle feel, I'd usually start with a short 2 or 3 note motif in a minor key. Then in the last 2 bars, let the phrase respond instead of just repeat. That response might descend, thin out, or leave little pockets of silence. Those gaps are part of the groove. Now let's build the bass properly in Ableton Live 12. A really solid approach is to use an instrument rack with 2 chains. 1 chain is your sub, the other is your mid-bass. For the sub, use operator and make it a clean sine wave. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. You want the sub to behave like the foundation of the track, not like a special effect. If needed, keep everything above the fundamentals out of the way with EQ8, but don't overdo it. For the mid-bass, use wavitable or analog and aim for a restyle movement. Something with a little detune, a little grit, a little personality. That's where the urban emotional edge comes from. If you want the tone to feel more classic, keep it slightly nasal and rough. If you want it darker and more modern, let it get a bit metallic and chewy. A good starting point. Keep the sub centered and solid, then put the character, saturation, and motion in the mid layer. Try saturator on the mid chain with about 2 to 5 dB of drive. That's enough to bring the harmonics forward without wrecking the tone. You can also add auto filter if you want that fill to open up gradually. That's a nice move for sunrise emotion, because it gives you a feeling of something arriving rather than just appearing. Now, for the actual fill, we want call and response. In bars 1 through 6, let the bass line roll normally. In bar 7, start removing space. In bar 8, give us a short answer phrase, then a stop. Think of it like conversation. The first half of the phrase says something. The last bar replies. Then the effects carry the listener into the next section. A strong fill shape in DNB often looks like this. Bass note, small rest, ghost note, pickup note, drop hit. That simple structure can hit way harder than a complicated run. In fact, one of the most common mistakes is trying to fit too many notes into the breakdown. You do not need a bassline gymnastics routine here. You need punctuation. Now let's create the urban echo part. Add a return track with echo or delay. This is where the atmosphere and the dubby character come from. A useful echo setup would be synced around 1/8 or 3/16, with feedback somewhere around 20 to 40%. Filter the return so the low end stays out of the way. High pass around 200 to 400 Hz, and low pass around 4 to 8 kHz depending on how bright you want it. That way the echoes feel present, but they don't fight your kick and sub. A really nice trick is to automate the send only on the final bass stab or final snare hit. So instead of having the delay running constantly, you're throwing it like a response. That makes it feel intentional. It also keeps the mix cleaner. If you want a little more emotional lift, add a subtle reverb return too. Keep the decay modest, maybe around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Use a short pre-delay, and high-pass it so the low end stays dry. Again, the goal is not to drown the track. The goal is to create space around the upper harmonics, the percussion, and the break slices. Now the drums. For the breakdown, bring in a breakbeat fragment or a jungle-style drum edit. You can use simpler in slice mode, or chop audio directly in arrangement view. What we want here is ghost motion, small hats, tiny kick pickups, a snare ghost, a reverse slice, maybe 1 fill tick just before the drop. A really good move is to remove the main kick on beat 1 of the final bar. That instantly creates tension. Then let a ghost snare or a break tick answer on beat 2 or 3. Finish with a snare fill or a reverse slice into beat 4. That gives the listener a sense that the energy is still moving forward, even though the arrangement is thinning out. On the drum bus, use drum bus lightly if you want some extra edge. A small amount of drive can make the fill feel more alive. If the break feels too soft, transient control can help, and a glue compressor with just a little gain reduction can keep everything feeling like one performance instead of separate chops. That's the key idea here. The breakdown should feel edited, but still alive. Now let's talk about automation, because this is where the emotional shape really happens. The sunrise feeling comes from reducing energy in layers, not all at once. So automate the mid-bass low-pass filter. Automate the bass send to echo. Automate the drum break volume. Automate the revert send on selected snare hits. A good low-pass range for the mid-bass might start around 250 to 400 Hz during the breakdown, then open back up toward 1 to 2K Hz when the drop returns. Keep the bass volume only slightly down, maybe 1 to 3 dB. If you dip it too much, the whole section loses its identity. Here's a really important coaching point. The bass shouldn't just disappear. It should mutate. That is one of the things that makes jungle and old school DNB feel alive. The bassline answers the drums. The drums answer the space. The space answers the echo. Everything is in conversation. To make the return work, give the listener a clear cue. A one-bar snare build can do it. A short riser can do it. A reverse cymbal can do it. Then bring the full sub back on beat one. If you want even more impact, let the mid-bass return a tiny bit later than the sub. That creates a nice sense of arrival. Another strong move is to end the fill on a note that is not the tonic, then resolve it on the drop. That little unresolved feeling gives the return a stronger emotional lift. It's subtle, but it works. Before you finish, check the low end in mono. This is non-negotiable in drum and bass. Put utility on the master or bass bus, hit mono, and listen carefully. Make sure the sub stays centered. Make sure the echo and reverb aren't muddying anything below about 150 to 200 Hz. If needed, high-pass the echo return around 200 to 300 Hz, and the reverb return around 250 to 400 Hz. If the break is getting cloudy, carve a little around 250 to 450 Hz with EQ8. The goal is pressure, not blur. Emotion, not mush. A few pro-level tips while you're working. Try nudging one bass stab a few milliseconds late. That tiny drag can make the breakdown feel more human and less robotic. Also, let one element own the moment. Maybe the snare is the emotional lead. Maybe the bass is the hero. Maybe it's a break slice with a long echo tail. But don't make everything compete for attention. And if you want a darker old-school flavor, keep the mids a little dirtier. Saturate the mid-bass. Add a touch of grit. Resample the fill if you want to capture happy accidents. That can give you some of that classic jungle character, where the edit feels alive in a slightly rough way. Here's a really practical way to test your breakdown. Loop the transition and ask yourself, would this help a DJ mix into the next tune? Or does it feel like the track has stopped? If it feels too stopped, add one pulse element back in. A ghost drum, a bass pickup, a filtered tail, something that keeps the energy moving horizontally. Because that's the big idea. A good breakdown doesn't just get quieter. It still travels. So to recap the process, build the phrase first, then shape the bass into a clean sub-layer and a character-rich mid-layer, then create a short call-and-response fill in the last two bars, then throw in dubby echo and subtle reverb, then use ghost drums and break edits to keep motion alive, then automate the filters and send so the energy curves naturally, and finally, make the return feel like a proper drop back into the groove. For your practice, build three versions of the same two-bar fill. One version should be more emotional, with softer drum detail and more space. One version should be more pressure-driven, with tighter break edits and stronger bass punctuation. And one version should balance both, with emotional echo and a sharp drum return. Keep the same bass line in all three. Only change the breakdown treatment. Then bounce them. Listen in mono, and pick the one that makes the next drop feel inevitable. That's the urban echo mindset. Controlled tension, clear phrasing, sub-discipline, and just enough dub space to make the sunrise feel real. Now go build that fill and make it speak.